This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Sean's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, Scotiabank, and Tropical Gyros.
Happy Monday, everybody. The Monday, April 17th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Monday. Much to do Monday. Boy, a lot of things to talk about. And, of course, you know, let me let you know how you chime on in. Of course, we can get you in a good place, in a good space. All right, I got your brain teaser lined up for you. Because as we get into this ride home, all right, this work run, school run, we're going to try to have as much fun as possible, but obviously get into some good conversation. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in Grand Bahama and the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. That's toll free in Grand Bahama and the Family Islands. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. That's how you enjoy fresh new smart talk all day. All right. Got your trivia lined up. Let's get you that. Plan for Joker's Wild Party Passes, Dunkin' Donuts coupons, KFC coupons, and, of course, lunch or dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's. Now, speaking of KFC, vote.kfcnassau.com, vote.kfcnassau.com. Rock the vote for original, all right? And don't forget, it's all about Crazy Tuesdays tomorrow. Oh, Lord. And those five pieces of chicken, $10. All right, I'll tell you more about that in short order. But remember, more importantly, rock the boat for the original. Vote.kfcnassau.com. All right, here's your trivia. This is a good one, too. And I can't believe some of you are. Oh, my God, my Bahamian people. Must have been a pandemic. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women, between the ages of 21 and 50. Survey revealed that 67% admitted that they have not changed or updated this in over 3 years. All right? They have not changed or enhanced this in over 3 years. What is it? That's your brain teaser. You got between now and the news and the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. All right, you know how to get it in. You know how to get it on. While you work on that, I'll work on this. We'll get into the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And new arrivals in stock right now at all Fine Thread locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Both locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or simply check them out online, findthreads.com. Findthreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right, let's jump on in. Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views at Matter since 1844. Double blow. Family in shock as mother and daughter found dead. Story by Candia Dames, executive editor. Allison Thompson, a mother of two, was looking forward to her birthday. She got her hair done. She ordered a cake with her image on it. She visited her family on Peter Street and reminded them it was just around the corner. But on Friday, the day Thompson would have turned 38, police discovered her body and that of her 15-year-old daughter, Trevonica Thompson, in their small residence on Ross Corner above a pet store. They both had lacerations to the upper body and were in initial stages of decomposition, police told reporters at the scene as shocked relatives looked on. Police were led to the scene after a concerned citizen called shortly after 10 a.m. to say that there was a foul odor emanating from the property. Very sad situation. Read more. Man killed by police. A man was killed following a gun battle with police in the Seven Hills area yesterday, police said. Chief Superintendent Kristen Skippin said officers were conducting road checks at the intersection of Fire Trail Road and Gladstone Road when they noticed the driver of a Nissan Cube acting suspiciously. She said officers tried to stop the driver, but he sped off. A chase ensued, which ended in Seven Hills area, where it was an exchange of gunshots, which resulted in the driver being shot fatally, she said. Skippings declined to comment any further on details around the shooting and directed all questions to His Majesty's coroner. Read more there. Pregnant woman attempts suicide, police say. A 24-year-old woman who was 30 weeks pregnant attempted suicide on Grand Bahama. Police said that shortly after 11 a.m. on Saturday, they received reports that a woman while at her apartment at Limewood Lane attempted to hang herself with a wire. The woman also hit herself in the stomach with a hammer, police reported. Emergency medical services and personnel transported her to hospital where she was listed in serious but stable condition. The PM opens the Bahamas consulate in Canada. Globetrotting again. Photo op Phil is at it again. Prime Minister Philip Davis hailed the opening of the country's new consulate in Toronto, Canada, as a means of deepening economic and diplomatic ties between the two countries. Davis led a delegation to Toronto for the ribbon-cutting ceremony to mark the opening of the consulate on Saturday. As we celebrate these achievements, let us also look forward to the future and explore new avenues for collaboration and investment, Davis said. We are eager to work together with Canada to further strengthen our trade relationships, attract foreign and direct partnership and investment. Wow. Let's see where that all ends up. I hope we get some good poutine in the deal. If you've been to Canada, you know what poutine is. And if you don't, Google it. All right. Population up. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. Preliminary results from the Bahamas 2022 census shows that the country's total population grew by more than 47,000 people in the last 10 years. But increased migration helping to drive the growth. Read more on that, I tell you. I think it pretty much says it all. You know the contributing factors. Data shows the total estimated population of the Bahamas stands at 399,314, with 192,544 males and 206,770 females. In 2010, when the last census was done, the population was just 351,461. And more women than men. Fellas, you're killing yourself. You're all still out there minding business and naked man and doing food. We done outnumbered. Some of y'all should be smart. Y'all should do the math. Okay, then. Where are your options? All right, Mr. Producer. Let's get to the first break. We'll be back in with the buzz. I definitely want to revisit this tragedy out of Ross Corner, the double murder. And my thoughts and prayers go out to the family. But I want to know why there's so much silence on this. Yet another heinous act of violence toward women. We have numerous sitting MPs that are women. And I can't hear a word on this. Why, Houseway? I digress. We'll talk about that. All right? We'll talk about some other things just popping up. All right, and I'll get to your answers, which all appear to be wrong from first glance. All right, as the Monday, April 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? You're more hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You're a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We'll be right back.
back on a Monday, April 17th edition of Talking Heads. 4:34 p.m. is the time. And, yeah, let's check out some of these answers, which all appear to be wrong. Cell phone, no. Babysitting, cooking, exercising, reading the Bible, cursing. No, 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 no. All wrong. Salary, job, car, password, insurance policy. No. Resume, wardrobe. No. Social media bio. No. Resume. No. Computer. No. None of the above. None of the above. Let me check some other answers. All right. Not buy new clothing. Not furniture, not car, partner. Just for your mind out. The heck? None of them. None of them. All right. Not light bulbs in the home. Nope, that's not it. Good answer, but that's not it. Let's check the text lines regarding the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And, of course, you know, new arrivals every Monday and Tuesday. Daddy, be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza, Carmichael, and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And in addition to the new arrivals, don't forget they got a full selection for men, women, and children, casual, formal, and athletic. You got the workwear going on. You got your fast fashions going on with all the accessories to match. And don't forget, small home appliances and cookware now available for you at both John's locations as well. So be sure to check them out, like I said, John's Plaza, Carmichael, and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. All right, here's what some of y'all buzzing on. Wow. This is a pretty good one right here. That dude who killed those two girls, need a speedy trial, and he should be executed. Naughty, the government needs to stop playing with these animals. They need to set an example. And also, I don't hear anything from these so-called feminine organizations. It's a shame, bro. Naughty, in regards to the population being up, I bet you that's the majority for our nationals. Bahamian women are not having kids. Remember, the Haitian ambassador was 110% correct when he said there's 140,000 or more Haitians here. Obviously, he knew something we didn't. I believe him now. Well, listen. We still need the scientific data on that. I'm not saying that he may be wrong. I'm not saying you may be wrong, but still need to do it correctly to come to those numbers and see really, you know, how we got there. I'm sure we can do it if we wanted to. Naughty Bahamian women are not having enough kids to keep pace with the Haitian women. But hold on. Only us Bahamian men and males and young males killing ourselves like genocide, wiping out a generation or two. Why you guys be on here beating up my gums every day trying to get them to see right and see different? Because in addition to bringing pain and suffering to family and loved ones and friends and being a menace to society, the crime, the back and forth, we're losing generations of Bahamians. And that's a slippery slope we're on. Some people need to look at it in depth. All right. Let me check. Nope, not your social media status, not your vaccine status, not your passport or your ID photo. And look at here. Yes, indeed. This looks like this might be correct. We do have a winner. And the correct answer is change your voicemail greeting. Your voice note greeting, your voicemail. Some people didn't change that in over 3 years. We got a winner right there. And guess what? Nobody come try send it now. Because I've been calling them all off as they came in, and I called this one off as soon as it came in. So, boom. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. So now we got that out of the way. Thank you, Jesus. But a lot of people buzzing on this situation. Text to chimed in, nothing from anybody in society. Some of these female activism groups, I have personally heard statements, but then again, I'm in the loop, I'm in the know. But more importantly, we haven't heard any from any of the sitting MPs who happen to be women. And we as a society need to get better. We do. Far too many incidents of violence against women and children to just go unnoticed. It's become part of the fabric. No, it shouldn't. No, it shouldn't. And those women were butchered, I understand. And for those of you sharing photos, you need to cease and desist. You need to stop. There, but for the grace of God, go you or I. There are families that still are dealing with this. They don't need to see this foolishness popping up all over the place. Have a modicum of respect. Have an ounce of compassion. Please. Not everything you need to share. Even if you get it sent to you. Sometimes be the responsible one and cut the chain right there so it doesn't continue. And tell the person who sent it to you to cease and desist too. We're better than that, Bahamas. We still into sharing graphic, horrific foolishness in 2023? We haven't matured? So think about it like that next time you go to copy and paste. You don't know where I find these teasers from. Don't get mad at me because you got your answer right. Obviously, somebody got caught it and got it right, hey. So they were sipping the same Kool-Aid. Only you off. And try me again tomorrow. All right. Now, what's your take, though, on all of this that's going on? My biggest thing is why this mums the word so much. We got a caller, Mr. Producer. Let's check the phone lines. Pardon me. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Marty C.G., maybe you would let us know where you get these from. We could have a little edge on you.
Oh, so you want an advantage is what you're saying. You want to, you know.
But this is what everybody looks for in life.
Listen, man, you know what I always tell you, man? You know, you Google long, you Google wrong. Okay?
I know, because I ring password. But the only problem is I got this stupid new phone and couldn't figure out how to send a text message. Couldn't even figure out your text line number. So I would have got it wrong. But Naughty, I like your show.
Thank you, man.
And I want you to continue to do your research whenever you come and make a good presentation because it's really enjoyable. I see you do your homework.
You just start off by reading a little bit, you know. And sometimes you got to
come. That's all it is, hey. Just becoming knowledgeable.
There you go. But, I mean, what's your take on the situation? I mean, I was telling some friends today, if you would have asked me when we were younger, 20 years ago or so, if in 2023 we're going to be reading headlines like double murder, mother and daughter killed, you know, police shoot.
I can help you with this.
Do you think 20 years ago we thought in 2023 this was where we're going
to
be?
No, but Naughty, here you need to understand the cultural expression here. You know, why is it that no one is talking about or addressing the cultural pandemic where 14 and 18-year-olds, females, right, are being pregnant by their fathers and a Bahamian male is being blamed for it because it's a netting work going on.
Right.
Have you? I asked Dr. Sands. Ask him when you see him. How many 14 to 18-year-old girls are coming in having babies and they're putting them on this little come every 6 months to get this shot so you can continue to have sex with your father if you choose to. How many of them are doing the research to find out who these baby daddies really are? Because we have a cultural pandemic.
You're still turning a blind eye to that atrocity as well, too, in society?
But we are not realizing that pandemic is going to become so deeply endemic.
Boy.
That it's going to overwhelm our culture. Because if a man can have sex with his daughter and no one in the family talking about it, the ma ain't talking about it, that means we have a serious problem. And then blaming it on a Bahamian male because she's also having sex with him, and he's only freaking 16. And he can't say no because...
Yeah, of course, he's 16.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the girl is pregnant. Daddy, bear her up.
Very interesting stuff right now.
You want me to give you some streets? You want me to give you some geographical locations to go and check this out? Because I've been doing this research for a little while. It's an endemic. Check out how many little babies are being born in PMH by these young girls who are being pregnated by their fathers or by being blamed by some male who don't even probably just met her just yesterday.
I got you.
Do something naughty for me, naughty.
Uh-huh. What you want?
Do that.
I'm on it. I'm going to check it out. That's very interesting. Very sobering. I can check on that, man.
Thank you, sir.
All right, my brother. Continue to chime in. Appreciate your contributions. 4:44 p.m. is the time. That's a good number for the three ball right there, for the island game right there. You know, the three ball, 4:44. That's what we're going to go with today. Like the late Moses Malone said, faux. Yes, indeed. And all you got to do is simply log on to theislandgame.com. Bet it, set it, and forget it, and always play responsibly. All right? The Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. Be sure to check out the sportsbook as well while you're there. TheIslandGame.com. All right. So, there you go. That's another caller that we'll be just hanging up from the other one. So, yeah, that's your three ball right there. Brought to you by the Island Game. And don't forget, I'll have your pro picks coming up in the 5 o'clock hour as we talk sports. But right now, let's get into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA. And don't forget, all about Crazy Tuesday, like I told you. Hungry for deals, Crazy Tuesdays, all right? 5 pieces of chicken for $10, 2 thighs, 2 legs, 1 wing, waiting on you at your favorite KFC location. And remember, get it original. Finger looking good, 11 herbs and spices. And don't forget, the boat is still going on. All right, rock the vote for the original simply by logging on to vote.kfcnassau.com. Vote.kfcnassau.com. All right? All right. So, here we go. And where do we start? We got a lot to talk about. All right. Last week, Minneapolis became the first major American city to permit unfettered broadcast of the Muslim call to prayer, allowing the Adnan to be heard over speakers 5 times a day, year-round. Let's keep an eye on that. Scientists at MIT have unlocked a major breakthrough in the battle to reverse the effects of Alzheimer's disease, one that shows dramatic reductions in neurodegeneration. Supposedly, this has been going on for months now, but we're now just finding out Kylie Jenner's black Range Rover was spotted arriving at Timothy Chalamet's Beverly Hills mansion last week. Wow. Ryan Seacrest's last day on Live with Kelly and Ryan was last Friday. Kelly's husband, Mark Consuelos, is now sharing the show with her. And that's what she always wanted. All right. Parler, a social network that's popularized by supporters of former President Donald Trump, has been sold to a buyer that plans to temporarily shut it down, hopefully forever. Justin Timberlake's longtime collaborator Timberland says that Justin's upcoming 6th album brings back the fun Justin. So Justin drinking and smoking again. All right, cool. Honey joking. Okay, so now we know that HBO Max is going to merge with Discovery Plus and become just Max on May 23rd. Will be the home of future Harry Potter TV series and the Game of Thrones prequel. Solid. 4th and final season of Barry started streaming on HBO Max. And that's pretty much it for your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Let me slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. Because you know I runs on Dunkin'. And it's all about the Dunkin's. Yes. And let me tell you. They brought back one of my favorites at Dunkin'. All right, don't forget, first and foremost, it's all for a good cause. This entire month is Autism Awareness Month, and Dunkin's happy to partner with Seahorse Institute to help raise awareness and funds to support autism. And you can help, too. All right, do some good with Dunkin' this month by making a small donation at your favorite Dunkin' location and treating yourself to a blue donut, all in support of Autism Awareness Month. All right? And listen, I'll be honest with you. Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. They got a favorite back. Take breakfast to a fun and tasty double with the Dunkin' Glazed Breakfast Sandwich. The sweet and savory treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed donut. It is off the chain. It is all good. and all that goodness is waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brennan Road with a drive-thru, East Street South with a drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right. So, let me check the text lines again, see if we got anything else. Y'all should be firing it off. Y'all stay in the zone. Without Abaco, buddy, I know Roscoe was traveling. Had some other folks traveling down there as well. So they'll be back on next Monday. Tuesday, we'll have Freeport on for the Freeport Report. All right, as well as some special guests from the Atlantic. Chopping it up. See, you know, what's really going on with our project and several other big things. And like I said, we'll be... We were on remote last Friday, right? Yeah, so we'll be in studio this Friday. But don't forget, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports, talking Major League Baseball, NFL, and, of course, the NBA and major injuries. Boy, I tell you, my boy Ja Morant went down and went down hard. Giannis, the Greek freak, went down. Who else? We had some other injuries. Yeah, Tyler Hero from the Heat, broken hand, broke two fingers. Telling you, man, it's been a rough go. NBA playoffs look a little old school, man, with all those injuries. A lot of dudes hitting the deck, but that's playoff basketball. So we'll talk all of that and more. Pearly will be in the building, so we're getting to chop it up sports-wise in short order. As I take this Dunkin' during this coffee break, I'm going to reiterate it again. Yeah, I see your text. I totally agree. Again, another person chiming in about, you know, graphic footage being shared. You need not do that. At some point, you need to know when enough is enough. Okay? And let me tell you, Mr. Producer, have you seen the footage of the PM? And I would go so far as to say, this may probably be from the grand opening of the continent in Canada or whatever, but I see RPM dancing. You know? I don't know what dance that is. I see when the hippity-hop, bibbity-wop. I don't know if he got caught between trying to do the kid in play, the dollar wine. I don't know what it is. But that look all buck up go right there, boy. I know what that is. One, two. He gone from Master Roach to the Funky Chicken to the Billy White Shoes Johnson to the James Brown to a piece of Crip walking. Uh-huh. That's a Crip walk what he doing right there. Not one piece of Junkanoo. Not one stitch of Junkanoo. Dear Jesus. Anyway, let's get to the break, Mr. Producer. Take break number two. Get that out of the way. We'll be back to wrap up the first hour on a Monday, April 17th edition of Talking Heads. Don't forget, we'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour. That's all coming up. Wow, the Ravens have offered quarterback Lamar Jackson a deal that includes $200 million guaranteed. Will he take it? Boy, if he turned this one down, Mr. Producer, he might be a natural fool. Because this team, he ain't got no better than this for him. We'll see. We'll talk about that and more coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. But right now, we'll get to the break, and we'll be back to wrap up hour number one on Monday, April 17th edition of Talking Heads right after this.
The ultimate sandwich experience starts with a bite of the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger and a flavor explosion of crispy, juicy, 100% premium white meat spicy filet, KFC barbecue sauce, lettuce, cheese, and smoky bacon on a toasted brioche bun. The perfect balance of heat and sweet. You won't be able to resist the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger. Made by the fried chicken sandwich experts, the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger is available for a limited time. Try one today. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family. Didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity. It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it. My sales increased, and I can track my earnings. Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different. Uh-huh.
People, what you wanting?
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Heads, the Monday, April 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Ah, boy. First of all, it's 4:57. I'll hold this until 5 o'clock if you want. And listen, AD is always disabled, buddy. All right? And listen, it ain't my Grizzlies, okay? I told y'all front and center. I will take the Grizzlies in this since I've been a long-standing fan. You know how I feel about LeBron. I was having some fun with Pearly and ex, what do you call it? Mystery Dolphin. Been MIA for a minute. So I did not pee on in my Skip Bayless kind of thing. I'll ride it out. It's all good. But like I told you, I don't care how many texts you send me. You could never revoke my Laker card. Okay? I don't care how old you are either. You can't revoke my Laker card. And sometimes, when you look at the big picture, what have we really seen in the last 5 years? Same scenario. Looks like the experts were right. We did get lucky in the bubble. And I can continue to say we just because I know it pisses you off. And I hope Ja Morant plays Tuesday on Wednesday night so I can come right here Thursday and talk smack to you again. Okay? All right. They call that touche in France. Okay? Eternally revoked. I laugh at you. Anyway, now we can get to the break. Because obviously we got... I'm going to be talking sports, like I said. In the 5 o'clock hour, we'll talk about the Lakers-Memphis first-round series. We'll talk about why I still think Memphis still got a punching chance. We'll also talk about what's going on with Giannis, a back injury. They could be ripe for upset, depending on how that back goes. Quietly, the Knicks and the Cavs have an awesome series going on, as do the Warriors and the Kings. So most definitely, a lot of basketball to talk about. A lot of things, you know, undecided in the first round. Some things look clear cut. We'll talk all about that. We'll talk about the NFL. Talk about Major League Baseball. And we got to put a call out. I hear my good friend Sidarion DeLeon Lamb, a.k.a. CeeDee Lamb of my Dallas Cowboys. Yes, indeed. Welcome to the 242, sir. Enjoy Bahama. Hopefully you come over and enjoy Atlantis. We got a great comedy club. Be my guest. Down there, you know, at MacFit. Next time you pop in to work out, I'll let you boy. So I can come down there and, you know, introduce himself. Mm-hmm. And introduce myself. That's my wide receiver right there, boy. I remember the Dallas Cowboy chat group years ago. I called hell when he dropped us at number 17. I was like, yes, boy, grab CeeDee Lamb. They wanted this one. They wanted that. I was like, yeah, take it. And look at him now. All pro. One of the best in the league. And he's going to blow out even more. This year, not a bust out season. Not a breakout season. Watch and see. I'm telling you, man. Big things coming for CeeDee Lamb this year. We can talk about that in depth. On the flip side of the break, in the 5 o'clock hour. Yeah, I'm telling you, I seen the workouts. Y'all Dolphins, calm yourself down. Y'all do not have the best receiving core in the league. And Pearly can zoom in and we can talk with Pearly or not. But I'll put up the Cowboys tree right now against any tree in the league. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Anyway, let's get to the break, Mr. Producer. And then see if we can have a good 5 o'clock hour. And then get all of these brunsexuals just fired up. We can talk to them in a minute. And we can talk to some NFL aficionados. Look at this. Wait, long time from this one right here. Okay, good stuff. Hey, listen. Dexter. You just listen to me. Don't let me talk women's basketball again and get you all sidetracked with your kryptonite, all right, Dexter? Slow your roll. Just slow your roll. Careful how you talking about y'all, boy. Talking how you talking about y'all. Calm down. I tell you what menace is. Anyway, take me to the break before these people put me in joker smile mode.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, Scotia Bank, and Tropical Gyros.
Thank you.
The Monday, April 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And we're into the 5 o'clock hour. 5:11 p.m. is the time. Mr. Producer, look out for the Pearl. The Earl the Pearl. Look out for him. So keep an eye out for the Pearlmeister. I know he'll have lots to say today. All right. So let's get in how we do each and every day. Get it started with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. All right, don't forget happy hour every Wednesday, every Friday at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7 p.m. Give them a call, see what they got going on, 377-7776. All right, on this day in sports history, 1892. At Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, the first National League game to be played on Sunday took place. The Reds beat the Browns 5-1. April 17th, Jackie Robinson of the Brooklyn Dodgers performed a bunt for his first Major League hit. 1967, the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, barred Muhammad Ali's request to be blocked from induction into the U.S. Army. 2001, Barry Bonds, San Francisco Giants, hit his 500th career home run. 2010, Ubaldo Jimenez threw the first no-hitter in Colorado Rockies history. The Rockies beat the Braves 4-0. Sports quote of the day, I don't think you could say we were lucky to win, but I think we were kind of fortunate not to lose. Rodney Harding, Oklahoma State coach after a narrow victory over San Diego State. And that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. All right, do we have the Pearl chimed in yet? Not yet? All right, so we'll look for the Pearl. You know how Pearl go? Baseball on, you know. Baseball is on, so the Pearl could be distracted. Yeah, you see now he hosts the show a couple of times. His new nickname is the Pearl, not just Earl the Pearl. It's just the Pearl. How does this happen, you know? So I'm sure he'll chime in all his glory at some point. But while we wait for the Pearl, let's check out the local sports scene. Like I said, big things with Carifta, but most of the local sports discipline just getting back into the swing of things off the Easter break. Jones ties fastest Bahamian mark. He becomes the second Bahamian to run sub 10 seconds in the 100 meters. This Bahamian Terrence Jones, all right, tied the Bahamian national record in the men's 100 meter over the weekend, running a blistering 9.91 seconds at the Tom Jones Memorial Invitational in Gainesville, Florida. Good stuff right there. Thompson and Mullings both go over national record in men's decathlon. Kendrick Thompson and Ken Mullings both went over the national record in the men's decathlon at the 63rd annual Mount SAC Relays at Hilmer Lodge's stadium in Walnut, California at the end of last week. Thompson scored 8,015 points for the new record, and Mullings was right on Thompson's heels, finishing just shy of the 8,000-point plateau with 7,033 total points. Now to basketball. Giants take both the BBF national titles. The Commonwealth Bank Giants and the Your Essential Store, yes, Giants emerged as champions in the Bahamas Basketball Federation's national championships at the Kendall J. Isaacs National Gym on Saturday. The Commonwealth Bank Giants has secured the title in Division I by taking down Abaco's Showtime Ballers 107-89. In Division II action, the yes, Giants easily disposed of Grand Bahama, just run 110-76. Read more for the full details and a breakdown. Great coverage right there by Simba French. All right? Now, keep me posted on the Pearl there, Mr. Producer. And the local sports scene, obviously, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, man, you can wake up and go with Burger King. All right? Hello, morning. Flaky and tasty, the sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich at your favorite Nassau location. Got hash browns and coffee, bright and early. And you get your Whopper all day. And try that plant-based Whopper, too. Everything Whopper, but just plant-based. It's all good. Check them out at your favorite Burger King Nassau locations for takeout, delivery, or for takeout and drive-through, all right? And delivery with the Craven app. All right. I think the Pearl is trying to get in. Hey, let the Pearl in, man. The Pearl says
I'm here, man. I'm here.
Okay, well, I didn't know you could have hit me back and said that you're in.
No. You were talking.
That ain't the first time you'd have interrupted me.
I'm trying to do better.
Jesus, but you need to run next lap, but I ain't gonna tell you no lie. You need to run next lap. What you eating? Been in the fryer? What you been cooking?
I'm doing some wings today, that's all.
All right, so we just wrapped up the local scene. Like I said, local disciplines getting back after the Easter break, track and field though. That's some blistering times, you know.
Yeah, turned into from Grand Bahama.
Yeah, sub 10,
991.
991.
Tied the Bahamian national record.
Terrence Jones, I'm telling you, man. And flying. Yeah. And then Thompson and Mullins doing good things in the decathlon as well.
Yes, that was wonderful. New record, yes.
And that's displaying a lot of discipline, you know, because that's all of the sports disciplines, which are, you know, track and field combined.
Yep.
So
what's happening?
Let's do this, okay? Me and you are going to talk about the Lakers in Memphis in depth. We're also going to talk about the NBA playoffs in depth. But I'd be remiss if we don't start off, okay, with the breaking news. And I'm glad to see a brother getting paid, but dear God, Pearl, where are we at in 2023? $51 million a season for a quarterback?
Listen,
it's become.
I always say this.
And listen, I'm talking just from a pay scale standpoint now. It has become obscene.
Has it really? Let me say why I say it. I don't ever have a problem with these, particularly brothers.
Right. And I'm not mad that he's getting paid.
But
I could throw some shade because he's an eagle.
Why should the owners make all the money? Why should the owners make all the money? The people coming to watch him play quarterback. They're making billions of dollars to watch him play quarterback. Give him his $50 million. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of moolah, though. I mean, we're...
Yeah, it's a lot of moolah, because to me or you, that's a lot of moolah. To me or you and the Irish boys don't listen
to
that.
No, but I think it's a proliferation of the efforts and the motions of agents as well.
You think if Philadelphia was losing money, they would be paying them $50 million?
No. None of these franchises are really losing money, because you see none run by the NFL.
They're making money. The NFL is making a mint.
How you think Daniel Jones could get $40 million a year? And both know Daniel Jones ain't worth no $40
million. Exactly. They're printing money. That's why...
I would say Dak ain't worth the $40 million. He getting paid neither. None of them.
How you know they don't deserve it? If people come to see them play.
I ain't saying they don't deserve it, Pearly, but I'm saying look at the worth, okay? I mean, even in baseball. Look at some of these contracts in baseball. Like Ohtani, when the Dodgers eventually pay him, y'all can give him the goods. This could be nasty. Record breaking.
Yes.
And what I'm saying is...
And I can't wait for that.
I know, but Pearly, y'all know y'all can probably go like $600 million for this boy, right?
They don't bother me.
Because it ain't your money?
No, because Dodger Stadium will be packed
and
every
y'all get,
night
and
to
y'all get,
and play.
And y'all get 10,000 more on a regular attendance-wise anyway per game than anywhere else. A lot of people don't see that.
His merchandise sales going to go through the roof. They're going to make millions and billions of dollars. Pay him. People coming to watch him play. They ain't coming to watch Magic play because Magic don't play baseball.
How much do you think, though? And see, I don't want it to get caught up in the wash because I am with you. I'd love to see quarterbacks get paid, especially the brothers. And obviously, this has accelerated Baltimore to come up now to guarantee $200 million to Lamar Jackson and dangle it on the table.
Okay.
So he may end up signing. But I got to look at Hurts, all right? Because he's the new top dog, $51 million. That means when Burrow signs, Burrow may be looking at close to $60 million. If they do it right.
Probably so.
And Herbert will be in the high 50s because I think he'll be the next one to try to get it done as well.
Probably right. And then when Tua wins the division this year and when his contract comes up, he can get big money too.
There they go. You beat me to it today. Yeah, because, you know, I don't know, though. I'm happy for him, but now where does this put Lamar Jackson? Is he going to take the guaranteed $200 million, or
is he going to... How much money is guaranteed to Hurts?
Let me look at it real quick. Let me have a gander. Basically, according to the NFL Network's Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero, the Eagles signed Hurts to a 5-year, $255 million extension on Monday. That tops Aaron Rodgers' $50.3 million per season that he signed with the Green Bay Packers in terms of annual salary. Hurts' new contract includes 179 guarantees, the third highest number behind the guarantees of Deshaun Watson and Kyler Murray. All right, Kyler Murray, perfect example. Great athlete, not that ain't worth all of that money. Look at it. Deshaun Watson, similar situation. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, it also includes a no-trade clause, and that's a first for an Eagles contract. Now, it's a great deal for Hurts. And according to the Pelissero, it's a great deal for the Eagles as well. Philadelphia now has an elite signal caller and viable MVP candidate locked up through the 2028 season.
Can't beat up a tree stick and a rock.
Now, here's another one that went in the toilet real quick. Hold your thought 1 second. Remember Russell Wilson? Russell Golf Cart Wilson? Because you hear he crashed in the bunker playing golf the other day.
Okay.
Now, they say he was looking for his ball and ended up in the bunker. Sound like he's a little car. You know what I mean?
I've seen that happen before.
But he was traded to Seattle early in 2020 offseason, signed a 5-year. He's traded by Seattle to Denver, and he signed a 5-year, $242.5 million extension with the Broncos September 1st. His deal didn't top Rodgers in terms of annual salary or Murray's in terms of total guarantees. However, it passed both with a whopping $124 million fully guaranteed at signing. Now, like we said, and here it comes. For extension-eligible star quarterbacks like Joe Burrow of the Bengals, Justin Herbert of the Los Angeles Chargers, and your boy Tua Tagovailoa of the Miami Dolphins, plus Lamar Jackson, who has yet to sign his franchise tag tender with the Ravens, Hurts and the Eagles have set a clear bar. So obviously, the bar being set, next one's got to beat $51 million annually. In addition to that, guaranteed money is got to go over $189 million. To top the Murray deal. And then, of course, guaranteed money at signing is $124 million. So, obviously, the next, you know, that's got things for them to shoot for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the next contract.
Yeah.
But somebody's next contract is going to be absolutely obscene.
Yeah, but we're calling it obscene, and we're maybe basing it on what we see as the talent, but I'm basing it on what they're doing to drive the ticket sales up. So when we can argue that they ain't worth that kind of money because they ain't putting up the kind of numbers that I'm putting up and blah, blah, yeah, okay, I can live with that and I understand that. Yes, yes, yes. I get it. I get that. However, my argument is people coming to watch these dudes play, people buying their jerseys, what they say now, the new word is their merch.
Their merch.
Their merch. Buying their merch. They're buying they're buying drinks. They're buying food. They're upgrading. They're buying tickets. So money is being made.
Yep.
If I help in your profit, if I help in your bottom line increase, give me a little piece of that.
I think so. I think they need to be rewarded.
Right. And listen, but see, and why? Let me support my argument. Snyder bought the Washington then Redskins for $800 million.
Correct.
Correct. Sold it to Magic Johnson people for 6-point-some billion.
Yep, but he's still in the Cowboys and Jerry, but I mean,
how much money you think he's taking home?
But the league wanted him to take as much as he could take home and get the hell out of the league. The owners can't stand
it. I understand all of that, and I know that, but I'm just saying, how much he taking home? Billions. And you can tell me don't play these players' money, and this owner ain't do crap, and he's a piece of you-know-what, and he getting all that money? Okay.
Yeah.
Pay them players. Pay them players.
I agree that they need to get compensation somehow.
And plus, these fellas only got about two, you know, a certain amount of years in the league, and they have all kind of medical issues and all that stuff.
Right.
They need the money to secure their safety or their livelihood at the end of this when they retire.
They do it, and that's why I don't mind them getting paid, you know. But at the end of the day, I'm just saying it sets the mark so obscenely high for the next set of quarterbacks coming through, and then it breaks down to who's really worth it. You got Purdy, or you muted yourself?
No, I'm right here. I'm going over. I'm right here. You're right.
You muted yourself for a second there. But yeah, man.
Somebody was saying to me this night, I could not let that get over the radio. So
oh, no, that's even better. But somebody said, text the child in Naughty. Tell Burley, stop sticking up for Tua, man. He's done. That's Mr. Concussion. Tua's done. He won't see any big-time contract.
Listen. You see, but that's 2022, right? Let's see what happens in 2023. If the same thing happens, then you have an argument. I just sitting back and watching and relaxing and waiting until we're going to lead the Dolphins to the AFC East Championship and all y'all going to be quiet.
Yep. I mean, trust me, I totally get how you will carry on if Tua leads you all anywhere. Or if he has
you think I was that guy or you ain't seen that guy yet?
Right down here.
there may be some embarrassing public moments, but you
careful last time you was that guy, boy. You was that guy all the way to the end of the regular season with them Dodgers and into the playoffs and then
and I can be that guy over the next couple of weeks for my Lakers too.
Boy, listen, I'll be honest with you. When we could get into the conversation, you gotta look at the John Morant situation. Obviously, you know, that's my favorite player. I took the Skip Bayless role. I'll ride with it. I ain't gonna top out or this or that. Now, definitely, as being a Laker fan, longtime Laker fan, LeBron. It proved last night, Pearly, that other people given opportunities could carry that team along with AD. Now, I'm saying Richie Hachimura, and listen, I heard something last night. Boy, look, one of my disgruntled comedian brethren, who happens to be another Ja Morant fan, said they let Ryu Hachimura kill them. Boy, I was all over the floor when he hit me with Hachimura. I can't lie, that was hilarious. But Ryu Hachimura stepped up huge, 29 points. Reeves has been continuing to show it. I'm thinking, okay, what's the common denominator between these two guys? They're playing for a contract. Lakers already exercised the option on Jared Vanderbilt. Reeves needs that $50 million.
Is under contract. He's not playing for a contract. Hachimura is under contract.
No, he's a free agent at the end of this season, Pearly. Double check it. They got to re-sign him, which he wants to do. Wants to remain a Laker.
I know Vanderbilt is a free agent.
No, they exercised Vanderbilt's option. He had an option, a non-guaranteed. So they guaranteed him for 1 year, and then they'll extend him later. That comes probably. The big three the Lakers need to sign this offseason are D'Lo, Reeves, and Hachimura.
And that's going to happen.
They have to figure out how to bring them back to keep this thing going. Because I'll be honest with you. That game got tremendous contribution from AD defensively with the boards, and he showed some toughness coming in from his injury. Reeves and Hachimura, but also D'Lo with a quiet 19 at that point guard spot with about 8 assists. That was money because, as you know, and here I can say it, LeBron chipped in with some defense. Didn't see him play defense like that in years. A couple of blocks and all of that. But still, what's going on with chooching up all them threes?
But that's him. And I said, despite his woes, he 5 turns between him and 80. It was 8 turnovers. The rest of the team only had like 5 turnovers between him and AD. There was 8 turnovers. He had 5, AD had 3. I think somebody else had 2, somebody else had 2, and a couple had 1-1. Now, despite this, we'll see that the difference with a championship team, and I'm not saying they are, but the difference with a good team, a team that can win, is you cannot rely on LeBron. So far, and this is D'Lo last night in the game against Minnesota. D'Lo had a bad game. Schroeder stepped it up. Schroeder had a rough time last night. D'Lo stepped it up, and that's what I like with this team. They got some really nice pieces in there. And they can be all right. I think the Lakers can win this series.
Well, Pearly, I'll be honest with you.
And before you say what you're going to say, they really contained, I didn't say stop, they contained Ja Morant last night.
No.
He only had 18 points.
No.
He had 12 in the first half and only had 6 up into the fourth quarter. Only had 6 points
in
the second half.
At that point is those kind of plays where Ja takes off and gets cooking quickly. You see what I mean? And that was a momentum play that he was trying not only for himself but for his teammates at home. And like I say, it was a very, you know,
Vanderbilt went to the coach and said, I want to hold Ja. And he said, okay. And Vanderbilt did a very good job on Ja last
night.
Extremely good job.
Pretty. That don't last for 7 games, okay?
You don't have to last for seven games. You only need it for 1 or 2 games. You don't need to hold him for 7 games.
No.
You won't hold him for 7 games.
Okay.
You will not.
Just like Hachimura ain't getting 29 every game for you.
You think Jackson can put up another 30-something points? No.
Well, look at him toward the end of the season, Pretty, without Sam, what do you name?
Adams.
Yeah, I don't think his name is Sam. Without Adams in the middle.
Steven Adams.
Yeah, Steven. He was starting to heat up at the end of the year. And the one good thing about the Grizzlies, they played without Ja and won games without Ja.
They didn't have a winning record without Ja, though. They had a losing record without Ja.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, they did.
Double check it for me.
Because they played well.
No, no, because they were 14-8. They were 14-8 down the stretch. And remember now, majority of those games, nine of those games, Ja was out. And the only team that finished with a better post All Star record than the Grizzlies were the Lakers.
Okay.
But I'm going to double check it now. Well, you double check it. It don't matter.
You double check it. But I know. I think that they're going to miss Steven Adams and down the line. Down the line. Six games, they're going to miss him. If the Lakers come out of Memphis with 2-0, you might as well mail that one in.
Yeah, if they get down 2-0, real talk, it could be a problem. But if they could scratch and hold on.
You see, and guess what?
And see,
I don't like that dude, but if he give me that kind of player that he gave last night, I could get him. My other team could carry me. The rest of the team could carry us. If he understands and allowed it, what he allowed last night to happen, he allowed Reeves to handle the ball, he allowed D'Lo to handle the ball, and good things happen, I'd be fine.
But I'll be honest with you. Do you think, knowing his track record, that could last?
Well, he won't win.
Okay, the Memphis Grizzlies have a record.
He made some stupid passes. He made some dumb moves. Are you going to try and throw a ball over John Jaws, jump to the roof? You got to be kidding me, man. I won't say the word bad, but some dumb eight moves.
Pearly, the Grizzlies are 10-8 without Ja Morant in 18 games this year.
Okay, all right. They've been 10-8. Okay, all right. All right. 2 games over .500. All right.
So that shows they got, and it's not a total final decision that he's out.
I don't know. It's not going to be 100%. There's going to be a more emotional thing to have him in there.
And maybe you rest it one time and see if you could steal this one and then do what you got to do. And at the end of the day,
you're supposed to win.
No, but it's a different series now when you start players injured, probably. This like when Magic and Byron Scott pull the hamstrings.
Would you say this the game?
I'm only simply saying that's the same as if the Lakers lost LeBron or AD.
Every time he couldn't move his shoulder, I almost dead last night. I said, okay, this one over.
But guess what?
If he loses LeBron, then we do if he loses AD.
Yeah, that's the ebb and flow of things right there. So see how it pans out, and let's see if he's actually going to miss the game. No guarantee, all right? It says I'm significant doubt Ja Morant will play in the Lakers-Grizzlies game, too. Now, this coming, earlier today.
He's not going to play. They're just putting that there so people can get that spec. You know, the little head game they play.
That's
significant doubt. Significant doubt.
All right? So, yeah, we'll see. But at this stage of the game, the Lakers look poised, but look across the whole league. A lot of teams look poised to pull the upset after game one. Giannis' situation with his back is still up in the air.
Yeah.
That's a back now. The x-rays could come back negative all you want. You understand what I'm saying? At the end of the day.
I know that.
That don't mean ain't nothing going on with the back. So, keep an eye there. Okay, but for the most part, the Heat are alive and kicking in that one. They are, you know what I mean? So you have to look at it for what it is. You have that whole scenario, the Heat won again, they shouldn't, the Clippers. Westbrook playing rejuvenated basketball.
Yes, he is.
And the Clippers, listen, we all know how Chris Paul go. In the playoffs, Clippers get up 2-0. That might be a problem for the Suns.
Yeah.
He'd get up 2-0 and Giannis continues to be injured. That might be a problem for the Bucks.
If Giannis don't play, they get beat. If Giannis don't play, he can eliminate them. Leave that right. Don't even run. That's finished.
And Asgo.
What is it? That one name? Owa.
We'll see. We'll see what happens with Ja Morant and the Grizzlies. But if there's no Ja, that's done.
Even if Milwaukee beats the Heat without Giannis in this round, they'll be losing the next round.
It's going to be tough. And then you look at people who are healthy. The Celtics should, bar an injury, knock out the Hawks. The Knicks and the Cavs look like that's going to be one hell of a series.
Yeah, that's going to be good. That's going to be fun.
That looks like that's going to be one heck of a series.
And it won't go 7, but it'll still be fun to watch.
Correctamundo. A lot of points going to be scored in that.
Yeah.
But
I like it.
All right, do we get to the first break yet, Mr. Producer, or no? So let's get to the first break now so we can get to wrapping things up. Because we got Rich Eisen taking us home with the final 10. And Rich says it's wide open, Pearly. The NBA playoffs are now officially wide open.
I'm excited about it.
It's anybody's game.
Outside of really saying Boston, I don't think there's anybody I see can make it to the NBA Finals who I would look to see make it. Just I can say, okay, I think they can make it.
Anybody can make it. Even the Sixers have some doubts.
Yeah, I ain't not there for them.
We know how Doc Rivers going to playoffs.
You know James Harden going to playoffs.
The beard. He looks like a bearded clown, but anyway, we'll leave that alone. Let's get to the break.
I don't know why, but I never liked him as a player. I was never a James Harden fan. Never, ever, ever, ever. A
lot of hype, a lot of fluff, a lot of, you know, rah, rah, rah. So
I think he's a basketball prostitute.
Basketball babadick.
Yeah, he like sugar daddies, you know. Give him a sugar daddy to give you 4 years against somebody else.
Right. But LeBron got some of that in him too, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I just saying.
I don't like LeBron, so I can't tell you that again.
Let's go to this break.
But my friends, your son say, how you could be a Laker fan and don't like LeBron? I said, I'm a Laker fan. I just don't like LeBron. While he's on my team, I can give him a little love, a little pull for, but as soon as he go, I'm happier than a lot.
I tell somebody, man, listen, man, I said Laker, but I like your upset uncle. I said cool uncle, but I talk and smack at the family reunion. I might add one too many, and I telling you, listen, we got an issue. The problem is this one. They got to go. They're breaking up the family. That might be frowned upon at first, but eventually when it pans out, I was right, and I get a whole 2 plates at the next family reunion. Everybody's serving me up. So we'll get to the break, and flip side of the break, we'll pick it up. And we'll get to the final 10 with Rich Eisen. And it's wide open on this Monday, April 17th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
With fine style, with elegant taste, and fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, mouth hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
On the Monday, April 17th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right now in the building as well. And Pearly, we got to talk about baseball, man. I hear you talking none too much about them.
No. Right now, baseball is very interesting. You know, Dodgers like 8-8 or 8-7 or 8-9, something like that. Yeah, two series with the Diamondbacks, and then we had the lost two games to the Giants.
You're at 8-8,
Cody Bellinger came home and put on a little show, but that's all right.
You're at 8-8, one game back at the Diamondbacks with 9-7.
So that's why I'm not even worried about it, because they're not the team to be even worried about.
But I tell you, man, Miami Marlins are also 8-8, by the way.
Yeah, I think Jazz is having a hard time adjusting to the center field position, not defensively, but at the plate is affecting his bat right now. So I think he's going to be all right, though. He's going to be all right.
Yankees 10-6, by the way.
Yeah. You ain't played nobody yet.
Lord.
The Yankees gonna be all right. You're gonna be all right. You're gonna win that division.
You'll never give us any kind of credit. Hey, never.
I want to play the Yankees in the World Series. I'm a Dodger. You can never hear a Dodger give the Yankees or Giant a credit.
This is true.
Not really. I mean, as a guest host on your show and all that stuff, I would give them credit when it is due. Not quite yet.
Jazz 0-3 again today. Against the Diamondbacks.
How many strikeouts?
Hitting 218. Definitely. But when you look at everybody on that team, nobody's really hitting. Soler, the DH is 212. Garcia is 162. Sanchez is 095.
Yeah.
Segura's 195. Stalin, 125. Birdie at shortstop is 240. I mean, they all stinking up the joint.
Look up Van Batten, 200 the last couple of few games. Batten average drop. Mookie Evener ain't get on track yet. Will Smith out with a concussion. The rookies, Vargas and Hoglund, they really playing some good ball. I'm really pleased with my rookies. But the Dodgers bullpen is the weak spot right now. Daniel Hudson is not back yet. And then I forget the name of the next player. Two pieces of bullpen are out. So we're scrapping right now.
Well, we're scrapping again too, because guess who's on the DL again? Giancarlo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
Giancarlo D.L. Stanton. He's cousin to Anthony A.D., always disabled Davis. Yeah, man.
Yeah. J.D., thanks for J.D. He's been a real good leader in the clubhouse.
Shut up.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Shut up. But Stanton, again, expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks with a grade 2 left hamstring strain. Why can this dude not get right with the soft tissue injuries, Pearly? Again, the hamstring?
But there got to be something. You got to look at the trainers for that. They got to understand that's his problem. How do you do to build up the muscle? Is it the cold weather affecting him? Does he need to be in L.A.? Does he need to be in San Diego? Does he need to be in Florida?
He had 4 home runs and slugged 558 through his first 13 games, slugging percentage. And I mean, he was off to a good start.
At all.
And the 6-1 win on Sunday, he pulls the hamstring again. And I mean, maybe they should just DH this dude.
Isn't it? He's not the DH?
No, but he did a little moonlighting in the outfield here and there. It's like, just...
Yeah, but did he pull the hamstring? Did he pull the hamstring in the outfield, or did he pull the hamstring running the bases?
No. He did it DHing, but I mean, exclusively make him a DH. You know what I mean? Get him the right stretching, get him the right, you know, routine. Like, all you do is hit Giancarlo, okay? And don't have to run, you know, like he need to know when he got to beat things out, and he got to know when to, because I mean, if he tries to beat one out or really turn on the wheels what he used to have, he's pulling up lame every time.
Yeah.
You can't help me if you're hurt. It's different between being like injured or like hurt and injured. Well, you can't help me if you're injured. If you hurt, buddy, you're injured.
Yep. You're very correct.
Now, got to give Garrett Cole credit along with Zach Gallen of the Diamondbacks. They were named NL and AL Players of the Week. I'm telling you, man, Gallen's 2 starts last week. He went 13.2 innings, 5 hits, no runs, 18 strikeouts. Garrett Cole went 16 innings, 7 hits, 2 runs, 13 strikeouts.
Okay.
That's not a bad outing by neither of them. Not a bad week at the office.
Not at all.
Cole's ERA is wow. 113. That's what we need. We gotta be able to count on him every 3 to 4 days that hey, we're gonna get a win. That's just how it is.
You're right.
If not, it's a problem. And the statin situation makes it worse. So now we got to play small ball. So Days, when he's in, score a couple of runs and get out of there. Leave it up to him and get out of there.
All right.
Hopefully the rookies will improve and not be so Jekyll and Hyde, like a great opening day performance, but then crap the bed the other day.
That's going to happen. It's baseball.
And they're rookies.
Baseball.
And it's still early. It's still early, Pearly.
It's only April. We ain't got to them dog days yet.
There you go. Now, we got to get to the second break because, you know, we got Rich Eisen taking us home. So you got anything you want to get in there before you wrap up?
No. We got the Dodgers tonight. We got the Dodgers playing tonight. Are we playing tonight? Yeah, we got the Mets.
Well, I'm thinking if we're doing a little parlay action, pro picks from the Island Game, and simply log on to the islandgame.com, check out the website, and of course the sports book. But you got a couple of games on tap in the NBA tonight, three as a matter of fact. You got the Nets and the Sixers, the Warriors and the Kings, actually two games tonight.
I like the Warriors to tie it up, and I like the Nets to go up 2-0. The Sixers to go up 2-0.
I like the Sixers to go 2-0 up, and I like the Kings to go 2-0 up tonight, too.
I think the Warriors can, that game, like the Warriors played them tough. I think the Warriors can be clean up for the mistakes they made the other night, and Steph can go off on them.
And then in baseball tonight, who you like, man? You see anything?
I like
on the
my
schedule?
Kid. I like the Carrot Top, Dustin May tonight. I like the Marlins to bounce back tonight.
Okay.
I like the Rays to go 15-2 tonight. I like the Rangers, the ground pitching. I like the Rangers to beat the Royals.
I like Toronto over Houston tonight, too.
I like the Cardinals over the Diamondbacks, even though the Cardinals aren't playing that good of baseball right now.
They're at home.
I like the Blue Jays. Guzman. Yeah, I like Guzman over Javier tonight. Astros don't look too good. Well, Astros 6-19 and something. That's how they started out the last couple of times they went to the World Series. The Rockies. Are they at home? Yeah, I like the Rockies over the Pirates. I like the Brewers over the Mariners. I like the Cubs over the Athletics. I like the Braves to beat the Padres tonight.
Yeah.
Free pitching, I like the Braves to beat the Padres tonight.
We pretty much on the same page with all of that, man. Appreciate you, Pearly. Yeah. We got to get to the break. Right. Flip side of the break. Rich Eisen taking us home. We'll do it again tomorrow, my brother.
All right, brother. Take time.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow for the Tuesday, April 18th edition of Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Be good, Bahamas. If you can be good at it. Rich Eisen taking us home. Don't touch it.
Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
Uh-huh. People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down now.
It's on roads, we want local government. We want local government.
It's on roads,
we want local government.
Share the love,
we want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Jet off to the basketball playoffs with your Scotiabank credit card. You could be courtside in the middle of the action with an all-expenses-paid trip, plus airfare, spending money, and accommodations to the next basketball playoffs. Just apply for any Scotia credit card. Spend $120 or more on a purchase, or use our Scotia Select Pay installment plan to win a slam-dunk trip to the next basketball playoffs. Curtis Scotia credit card. Visit bs.scotiabank.com for more information.
Naughty Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience. You want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch, conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth
the trip. Is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Parity. Nobody's going to run away with this. Even the one seeds can get knocked off by somebody. Celtics, the two seed. The Sixers, the three seed. Don't sleep on the 4-5 series. The Cavs and the Knicks were superb. What a great fun game that was. And then Clippers, Suns, 4-5 in the West. 3-6 in the West, Kings and the Warriors as advertised. High scoring, tight game. Curry and Andrew Wiggins, who was terrific, having shots to win it in Sacramento. And the Kings survived for their first playoff season. In 17 years, they win game one. And folks were surrounding that stadium like it was WrestleMania on Super Bowl steroids. I mean, it was just insane, that scene outside of Sacramento.
Light the beam.
And we saw three home teams win Saturday and three road teams win Sunday. 4-4 home teams and road teams. That's called parity. And then make it even more even-handed, I guess. Unfortunately, the Bucks lose Giannis in the middle of the first quarter as Kevin Love tries to draw the charge. It's a blocking foul. Giannis lands hard right on the small of his back. Can you call anything small? But the small of his large back, and he's out for the rest of the game. Tyler Hero breaks his hand in that game, and the Heat still shoot the lights out. And Jimmy Butler says, but he turns it on in the second half of the season, and he plays for the playoffs. Well, once again, the Heat showed, and I understand Bucks fans can push back, well, we didn't have Giannis. That's why the Celtics fans and you over there, Christopher, were very happy to see the Hawks beat the Heat. You didn't want to see that. You don't want any piece of the Miami Heat in the playoffs.
Exactly. Exactly.
Celtics handily winning game one against the Hawks. And then again, that Knicks-Cavs game was just terrific. As the Knicks win a game one on the road in the playoffs for the first time since probably Dave DeBuscher played. What a contest we saw in Memphis, where Ja Morant, he's now out. He gets knocked out of the game as Anthony Davis tries to draw a charge, and he did, and it sure looked like it was a block to me. As Morant goes down and clutches his right hand that had been bothering him for a couple of weeks, it was something he's been dealing with while also dealing with his own off-the-court issues. You can sit here and say they were brought on by him. Whatever you want to say, it has been nonstop for Morant, in and out of the lineup. And the Lakers come up with the win. Who would have thought these two things about the Los Angeles Lakers? Prior to the season, Austin Reeves would show up in a playoff game on the road for the Lakers. We'd be talking about the Lakers being in the playoffs. That's number one. A lot of folks thought that was pie in the sky. And then Austin Reeves would be mic'd for sound, and he would scream, "I'm him." That happened. I'm him. screams Austin Reeves.
I saw a report that some GM thinks he could be a $100 million player.
Austin Reeves has got game, pal. He may not have biceps, but he's got game. And then, who would have thought of all the off-season acquisitions, in-season acquisitions of all the deadline day, deadline week deals? Sure, we're lost in the Durant to Phoenix fog and haze and Kyrie to Dallas and all those big time trades. Who'd have thought the biggest one in week one of the playoffs, weekend one of the playoffs, would be Rui Hachimura? Damn near scored 30. After the Lakers advanced in that ugly play-in tournament win against the Timberwolves, I'm like, wow, if LeBron and Anthony Davis turn it over like that, we're going to have some problems for the Lakers. And Austin Reeves to the rescue with some big-time shots in the fourth quarter. And Hachimura. Hey, folks, if these two guys play like that for Anthony Davis and LeBron James, who after the game, Coach Darvin Ham said they don't have any limitations. They were asked, are there any limitations on their time? And he says, I like being alive. I'm not going to put any limitations on their time. If they're playing like that, the Lakers are a most dangerous seven seed. And now Morant looks like he's out for game two. Injuries galore. And who would have thought the Los Angeles basketball teams would emerge from the weekend number one of the playoffs? Paul George, it's announced, is going to be out for this entire series against the Suns. And hey, you'd think you'd need Paul George active when Durant's taking on the Suns. Challenge to try and win a championship with the rest of the Suns and Chris Paul and everyone else, what they're doing there in Phoenix, and the Clippers hit him in the mouth. What a W that was. Devin Booker played his ass off on the defensive end. And Russell Westbrook's line, holy smokes. 3 of 19 from the field. 3 of 19 from the field, and he damn near triple-doubled. Is that as Russell Westbrook as you possibly can get?
Pretty much.
And I honestly, I'm watching this game with my kids, and I'm telling them, look, this is a perfect example of you cannot get down on yourself when you think you're not playing well in a game. Can you imagine you're going 3 of 19? Westbrook did everything else, including the defensive stop of the first weekend. The defensive stop of the first weekend. It's a two-point game. The Suns trying to inbounds the ball. They have to use their last timeout, meaning it looked like they'd have to go for a three-pointer, down three, by the way. And what happens is Booker drives anyway, and Westbrook blocks it. They did seem to clap hands together, but it's not the wrist, as they pointed out in the broadcast.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.